The next morning, when the Otis family met at breakfast, they discussed the ghost at some length.
It is quite remarkable how ghosts behave over here.
Oh, I must write to our friends back home about the whole situation. They will be absolutely astounded about the news.
Life here in old England is surely more exciting than in America.
The United States minister was naturally a little annoyed to find that his present had not been accepted.
I have no wish to do the ghost any personal injury, and I must say that, considering the length of time he has been in the house, I don't think it is at all polite to throw pillows at him, boys.
But the boys seemed to find the scene even more amusing that morning and burst out laughing most disrespectfully.
On the other hand, if he really refuses to use the rising sun lubricator, we shall have to take his chains from him. It will be quite impossible to sleep with such a noise going on outside the bedrooms.
For the rest of the week, however, they were undisturbed. The only thing that attracted any attention was the continual renewal of the bloodstain on the library floor. That certainly was very strange, as the door was always locked nightly. The changing color of the stain also led to a lot of comment and amusement.
This is very unfortunate indeed. How inconvenient it is. I don't care for bloodstains in the sitting room. What will our guests say?
Have you noticed? It's a different color every morning.
Oh, what an artist, this ghost.
Yes, Mama. Once it was dull red, once purple, and lately even emerald green.
Oh, yes. I bet 1 shilling that next time it will be dark blue.
Ha ha ha.
The only person who did not enter into the joke was little Virginia, who was strangely upset at the sight of the bloodstain and very nearly cried.
I don't understand. Even emerald green today. Why is this ghost doing this? Oh my, I must go to my room right now.
The second appearance of the ghost was on Sunday night. Shortly after they had gone to bed, they were suddenly frightened by a terrible crash in the hall.
Oh dear, darling, what's happening?
What the hell is that racket outside?
Mr. Otis was instantly on his feet. In his nightgown and nightcap, he quickly grabbed his gun and rushed downstairs. There he found that a large suit of armor had become detached from its stand and had fallen on the stone floor. And there he was, the Canterville ghost, whining in pain and rubbing his knee with an expression of acute agony.
Ouch, it hurts! Blimey, why was that suit of armor so heavy? It used to be lighter 300 years ago. Crikey, damn your blood, poor me.
The twins, who had joined their father and had brought their pea shooters with them, at once discharged 2 pellets at the ghost. And Mr. Otis, as any good American would do, pointed his gun at him and yelled,
"Hold up your hands!"
The ghost was absolutely appalled.
"Ah, you horrid, vulgar, wretched people!"
The ghost was furious. He rushed through them like a mist. Putting out Mr. Otis' candle as he passed, and so leaving them all in total darkness. On reaching the top of the stairs, he recovered from the shock and decided to give his famous demon's laughter, that one that had turned Lord Raker's hair grey and made 3 governors leave the house. But the family again did not react as he had expected. Hardly had the terrible echo died away when a door opened and Mrs. Otis came out in a light blue dressing gown.
I'm afraid you're far from well, so I've brought you a bottle of Dr. Double's medicine. If it's indigestion, you'll find it an excellent remedy.
The ghost looked at her in fury and wanted to take revenge, but vanished with a deep churchyard gasp, just as the twins came up to him. On reaching his room, the ghost entirely broke down and became very upset.
Ah, those vulgar twins, that materialistic Mr. Otis and that annoying armor. I thought that even modern Americans would be thrilled by the sight of a ghost in armor. My precious, splendid armor. I've been even complimented by Queen Elizabeth herself in my splendid armor. But alas, no, it was too heavy, and I couldn't even lift it. Such a disgrace.
After some days of being ill and deeply depressed, he recovered completely and decided to make a third attempt to frighten the Otis family. He selected Friday 17th for his appearance and spent most of the day looking through his costumes, finally choosing a large hat with a red feather, a shroud and a rusty dagger. Towards evening, a violent rainstorm started, and the wind was so strong that all the windows and doors shook and rattled.
Oh, I'm now ready to teach those vulgar, ignorant people a lesson they will never forget. They learn to respect Sir Simon the Canterville.
But the ghost was to experience bitter disappointment again.